As I sat in the porch swing beside Jack, my first love, the one I'd met right here in Peachtree Bluff, the summer I turned 15, I realized that my grandmother was right. I never would have imagined that our lives would weave and cross and intersect down any path that would lead us back to each other. Yet, here we were. Not on my front porch, but on the front porch of the house next door. The one I had wanted to decorate for decades. The one that Jack had bought. It was right beside my grandmother's house. The one she left me in her will. She didn't leave it to my mom, my brothers, or my cousins. Just me. None of us found out until her will was read. Surprise. My husband, Carter, being killed in the second tower during the 9/11 attacks. Surprise. Having to leave New York and come back to raise my three girls in the town where I'd spent my childhood summers. Surprise. My daughter Caroline's husband cheating on her with a supermodel, whom my daughter Emerson then played in a movie. Surprise. And my daughter Sloane's husband missing in action in Iraq. Yep, another surprise. So obviously, surprises had been a mixed bag at best for me. But as I held the hand of the man I first held hands with, his brown eyes as bright and youthful as the day we met, I realized that I'd developed a newfound respect for surprises.